This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Belarus today, masked security agents dragged students off the streets and took them away in vans. This as new protests broke out against President Alexander Lukashenko. It is the fourth straight weekend of unrest since his disputed re-election victory. The Russian TASS news agency quoted the Minsk police as saying that up to 30 people were detained for taking part in unsanctioned demonstrations. Masked men also apprehended students who had gathered at a restaurant in the center of Minsk. Thousands of women later held a separate march through the city, shouting, "Hands off the children," as one of their slogans. Lukashenko has been in power for a quarter century. India and China said today they have agreed to work at reducing tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a Moscow meeting of the defense ministers of the two nuclear-armed Asian giants. Both sides deployed additional forces along the for a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. The Moscow discussions were the highest-level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and General Wei Fenghe of China met late Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agree that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as the faithful were about to end their prayers. Fire service officials suspect the blast was caused by a gas leak. It occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate that those who died included at least one child. Authorities said an accumulation of gas in the mosque likely sparked the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.